I think two arguments. The first one is that going directly to ECOWAS Court is a way of internationalizing the case, making sure that the judiciary in Senegal is not biased, it's not really involved. The second one, I think, is for him getting a decision at the international level that will allow him really advocate for his participation at the local level. Because if he gets a decision, he believes that more pressure can be put on the authorities so that they can allow him to participate. And I think in the past, ECOWAS Corp has shown its capacity to really influence processes at the local level. I'm thinking of the situation in 2016 or 2017 in Burkina Faso, where they even forced the government to allow the participation of the ruling party. And finally, the ruling party participated and became second after the elections.
You and I know the ECOWAS Court does not have enforcement mechanism. But do you think that whichever way it rules on November 17, that this could impact politics in Senegal, particularly when ECOWAS is concerned about threat to democracy in the sub-region?
Your question is very interesting because in the protocol that organizes the functioning of the court, there is a provision asking member states to identify at the local level a body that will be in charge of implementing the decision. Luckily, in Senegal this year, the government has finally informed the registry of the court that the Ministry of Justice will be in charge of the implementation of the decision. But you see, Ministry of Justice meaning a political body that will be in charge of the implementation of the decision. So we'll see what they will do, because in the past, when decision was taken in favor of Abdoulaye Wade's son, Karim Wade, or Khalifa Sall, the former mayor of Dakar, such a mechanism didn't exist between ECOWAS and Senegal. But now that it exists, we will see what the Senegalese government will decide if there is a decision in favor of Sonko.
In the meantime, what do people in the Senegal, what do they think? Do they think Sonko will make the list?
I think there is a doubt within even Sonko's party that he will make it. But they want to do everything to use all the available avenues to claim for its participation. You remember when this process started, Sonko's party has even asked three other members of the party to go and collect the papers. So maybe they will have a plan B, but before getting to the plan B, they want to make sure that the plan A is no longer working.